Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's September 3rd, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. Our top story, instead of monitoring ISIS, Obama spied on Americans. And that very much is the case with the NSA data mining centers. But the thing about these issues is that even though President Obama will come out and address the nation and tell everybody about NSA data mining, people still think it's a conspiracy theory that the government is spying on you. Even though we've talked to whistleblowers like Wayne Mattson, we've heard the revelations from people like Edward Snowden saying that the guys at the NSA are so busy looking at your naked selfies and reading your sextings, they don't have much time to do anything else, anything of relevance. So now we have top pundits coming out, Judge Napolitano. He comes out on Fox News, on Fox and Friends, and he does not mince words when he talks about this very important issue.
I think that the president, and this is just my opinion, is more concerned with wanting to know what Americans are doing rather than dispatching our intelligence agencies to find out what people who really can cause us harm are doing.
And that doesn't keep us safe. It just keeps us less free.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I also want to point out something in the article. The tweet from Fox and Friends, it says, President Obama received detailed and specific intelligence about the rise of ISIS in his daily briefings for at least a year. Because you always hear about the plausible deniability. Oh, I didn't know, or I have a big government, or I have all these moving parts. And yes, he does. That's one of the reasons why he may consider downsizing his government. It seems like he has more people that he can take care of. Now, but something that is being taken care of to an extent is finding out who is releasing these ISIS terrorism activity videos. Sotloff video found by group responsible for releasing fake Osama bin Laden video. The video was first obtained by Site Intelligence Group, also known as Site Intel Group, a relatively under-the-radar yet apparently very powerful nonprofit research body that monitors jihadist movements, reports USA Today. One of Site's founders, Rita Katz, is a government insider with close connections to former terrorism czar Richard Clark and his staff in the White House. In 2007, Katz and Sites allegedly discovered and sent the Bush administration an unreleased Osama bin Laden video. Previous Osama bin Laden videos were released and exploited for their propaganda value by Intel Center, a private contractor working for the intelligence agencies based in Virginia. So, you know, you guys hear about all these Osama bin Laden videos, and I'll say that some of these things were very suspicious and looked very theatrical. And what I mean by that is you see a video and they say it's Osama bin Laden, but you've seen a previous video of a guy who is, you know, very tall, Middle Eastern gentleman, has a gray beard, and then you see this video of somebody who's like 10, 15 years younger, must have been using Just for Men because he doesn't have any gray in his beard. But the whole thing stemmed from the more recent video about the beheading from ISIS, one of the more recent beheadings. Because you guys remember is last week, the week before, we saw the beheading or the alleged beheading of James Foley. I have not seen the video. It's the same thing with this most recent thing. I haven't had a chance to see the full thing. Some people say they have seen it. Other people saying it's fake from the jump. I don't know. I can't really comment on something I haven't seen. But as far as Sotloff, you know, they've been caught in dealings with the Bush administration pushing some things that were not exactly accurate to the official narrative. But something that is accurate, a straight shooter, General McErnie, we helped build ISIS.
Some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we helped build ISIS.
But people just can't seem to understand how we're funding and creating our own enemies here in the United States of America. Now, I understand, I'm not saying every threat everybody we face is somebody that we created, but we've seen Mrs. Clinton talk about the Mujahideen, say we created these guys for a particular task, and then when we didn't know what else to do with them, they just became our enemies. We've seen the hashtag I Didn't Join campaign, when soldiers said, hey, I'm not going to be part of a military that funds the Al-Qaeda rebels on Monday, fights them on Tuesday, and then becomes their air force on Wednesday to go out and fight Assad. And I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but the guys in the military had enough foresight to realize they were being used as pawns in this larger scheme. So good luck to them. But this is something that you definitely need to understand. And if you ever see Obama or anybody who's in charge of these operations, say, why do you have us funding and then fighting our own enemies? And now with the most important geopolitical news of the day, we have this. U.S. and allies stage exercises in West Ukraine as battles rage in the East. Alex Jones has more.
Geopolitically, internationally, today, the top story is this. Reuters, U.S. allies to stage exercises in West Ukraine as battles rage in the East. This is exactly what all the experts have said would start to happen. It's what I've said. 6 months ago, the Ukrainians vote to not join the EU and be sucked dry by that tyranny. Soros activates neo-Nazi paramilitary groups that overthrow the government, the elected government, which certainly wasn't perfect. I'm not saying that, but it was elected. No one disputed it was freely elected. They overthrow it, run all the way into the Russian pipelines, refineries, and oil fields that have been owned, leased, and run by Russia for 100 years. Russia's been there for 500, basically. And they try to take the Russian port, their only Black Sea port and other strategic areas. Russia sends in forces to protect them for their interest. The issue is the West initiated this, just like they initiated ISIS, which is really al-Qaeda in Iraq, that went into Syria. Just like our government backs the Muslim Brotherhood. Just like they backed the jihadis taking down Gaddafi. Just like they're backing trying to... Al-Qaeda's been attacking Jordan. And Soros came out and admitted responsibility in the New York Times for the coup and mass murder in Ukraine. And so as things escalate, notice you heard yesterday, NATO's going to send a rapid reaction force in the next few months in case Russia invades. NATO is already in Ukraine, already in Poland, already has advisors. It's come out. There's already mercenaries. A lot of people that don't want war with Russia are trying to de-escalate it, saying, oh, Russia doesn't really have troops in eastern Ukraine. Yes, they do. And there's battles going on, a proxy war directly with Russia right now. It's not like we're having a proxy war with Russia through Vietnam or a proxy war with Russia in Angola or Rhodesia. The United States of America and NATO is now in a proxy war directly with mercenaries and CIA advisors with Russian troops. There's a steady stream of body bags going back to Russia of Russian troops and funerals all over the country. I've gone and checked. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are dead mercs and others coming back here.
And with our final story of the evening before we head to our special reports, 15-year-old gang member shot by victim during attempted robbery for the second time in a month. That's right, for the second time in a month. According to a local ABC affiliate, a group of employees were leaving a local tavern around 5:30 a.m. when they were approached by several teens attempting to rob them. However, one of the would-be victims produced a handgun and opened fire, striking one of the suspects and sending the others fleeing. The injured suspect, who police describe as a known gang member, died as a result of the gunshot wound. And while it's very difficult to hear anybody losing their life in such a tragic circumstance, especially somebody that young, I definitely respect this guy's Second Amendment right to defend himself and his group of friends there. And if everything happened the way it was outlined in this report, then I think he did the right thing. So that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned, because after this break, we'll have a special report from John Bound. He's going to be detailing how a potential Fukushima situation could happen here in the U.S. if earthquakes continue on the United States West Coast. And then Joe Biggs will expose how wide open borders could aid the ISIS invasion of the United States of America. This is information you do not want to miss. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ah.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the 26th of April, 1986, the worst nuclear power plant disaster in history occurred at the Chernobyl plant in the Ukraine. Chernobyl was labeled as a level 7, the maximum classification on the International Nuclear Event Scale.
At the core of the blown-out reactor and buried under 14 meters of rubble, the graphite surrounding the nuclear fuel burns and melts the uranium. The radioactive fallout is going to be 100 times greater than the combined power of the two atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Years later, on the 11th of March, 2011, the Fukushima meltdown reawakened public awareness regarding the ever-present dangers of nuclear power.
So we're about 270, 276, so we're maxing out around 280 or so. And remember, 30 is what's normal for this location. Now, they're disputing that this isn't the cesium-137. They're saying this is radium and other things that naturally occur in the environment. Whatever it is, it's abnormally high.
With the recent earthquake activity stirring in the Ring of Fire, the Diablo Canyon power plant located near Avila Beach in San Luis Obispo, resting near not one but four fault lines, is a clear and present danger. The second fault, known as the Hosgri Fault, was only discovered after the plant's completion. In November of 1927, the Hosgri Fault generated a 7.1 magnitude earthquake 10 miles offshore. A 2013 document filed by former Nuclear Regulatory Commission Inspector Michael Peck insisted on closing down Diablo until the commission determined whether the plant's equipment could survive higher seismic stress levels. In 1981, Diablo was incorrectly retrofitted when employees failed to reverse the plans for the twin reactors. Regardless, the Nuclear Regulation Commission approved the safety of Diablo's monstrosity of incompetence. Diablo has a seismic monitoring and safety system ready to shut it down immediately in the event of significant ground motion.
The motion is detected by sensors in the ground and provides three-dimensional data on seismic conditions.
But that won't stop the potential damage unleashed by the fuel rods as witnessed during the Fukushima debacle. Of course, Pacific Gas and Electric would like you to believe this ticking time bomb is good for jobs, energy consumption of its 2 million recipients, and the way forward as old man coal is aggressively shut down.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
But the voices opposed are many. After President Richard Nixon called for construction of 1,000 nuclear plants by the year 2000, 1,900 anti-nuclear movement protesters were arrested in 1981 during a 10-day civil disobedience blockade of the Diablo Canyon power plant.
With the main gate cleared and the last blockader in jail, Pacific Gas and Electric made final preparations to start the reactor. But then, at the last moment, PG&E publicly admitted a grave mistake. There are two reactors at Diablo, mirror images of each other. The blueprints for units 1 and 2 had gotten mixed up, and the earthquake supports for the cooling pipes, the same cooling system designed to prevent a meltdown, had been installed backwards. It was the first of hundreds of mistakes discovered later, all made on the $2.5 billion structure described by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission as the most highly analyzed building in the world.
Today, most locals and tourists are completely unaware of the passion Californians vented against the nuclear energy mafia just 33 years ago.
Fukushima resting right over those mountains.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Experts would have us just bury our heads in the sand, but some are already preparing for the inevitability of America's Fukushima.
If Diablo blows, nobody's staying around to use it. I've actually got backpacks in my car, you know, for heading out. Preparedness, I think, is very important.
Yeah.
But the whole idea that they're going to sound the sirens and we're all going to head north, it just won't work.
Yeah.
Northeast. So yeah. I wish it wasn't there. Mm. But it is, and maybe they'll deactivate it, and that would be fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's great how the citizens on our own can be prepared, yet, you know, we're asking our government basically to take care of us, and they're, you know, telling us to look the other way.
Yeah.
And how can you do that when all of this is at risk?
Well, it always comes in the limelight once there's an earthquake. Mm-hmm. So the Napa earthquake has made everybody kind of think about it again. You know, that a good earthquake would cause the plant to blow. And would want to get out of here.
When you look around and you see all of this beauty, all these families, all these people, how does that make you feel knowing that they're okay with a potential Fukushima situation here in America?
We know we couldn't all get out. You know, they say head north. I mean, yeah, head east, northeast, once the plant warns us. But you know that you couldn't do that. The freeway would be jammed. That's why, you know we could go across the Santa Maria River bed and head south. I raised 7 children in this town, and I taught them all to run home no matter what their school told them, because we were going to hop in the car and get out somehow. They weren't going to wait for school buses. But yeah, it's a big problem. They say we provide 20% of California's power at that plant. But I think they named it Diablo for a reason.
As the purported Chinese curse goes, may you live in interesting times. For InfoWars.com, I'm John Baum.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com, standing outside of the Western Refinery in El Paso, Texas. Now, the reason I picked this site is because we now know that ISIS is the largest funded terrorist organization in the world. The reason why is because they're taking over places such as this right behind me all across the Middle East. They're able to take these over, and they are now making tons and tons of money. Now, the reason they picked Juarez could be a strategic move. This is just right across the border. Juarez is no more than a few miles to my left. Now we also have, you know, many other buildings in this area that we've talked about. We have the military base. FBI has an office. But those are just things to think about, whether or not that's why they picked this spot. But there's another really interesting article out right now in the Washington Examiner. So if you would like to take a look, it says, new ISIS threat, America's electric grid, blackout could kill 9 out of 10 people. This article came out today, so I encourage you to go check it out. Now, there's some interesting points in here. One of the leading experts on the grid said inadequate grid security and a porous U.S.-Mexico border and fragile transmission systems make the electric grid a target for ISIS, said Peter Pry. And like I said, he is one of the leading experts on the grid. By one estimate, should the power go out and stay out for over a year, 9 out of 10 Americans would likely perish. And the reason being, you know, hospitals going down, your non-perishable, your frozen foods, things like that would go bad. You know, the water supplies would shut down because of the power needed to help push that water through to your homes. So it's a very big threat. And they're saying that there's horrible security at these power grid structures across our country. And all they need to do with the amount of money they have is activate these jihadist, sleeper cells in the country, and then why not pay some of the cartels? That's a lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of power and the weaponry to come over here and easily take over a place like this and then start shutting down power grids all across the country. This is a very huge threat. It's something that we need to look into, and it's something just to be aware of. I'm not saying it can happen or will happen, but they do have the money, and they have been doing it in the Middle East. So why not come over here to where their biggest enemy is and try to do it here? But I do have to say this. We're not the kind of people who are going to sleep on it. We will stand up. We will rise. Liberty prevails. We will do the best we can to conquer that enemy. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com at the epicenter of the ISIS terror threat here in El Paso, Texas, on our southern borders right across from Juarez, Mexico. Now, I'm going to give you a little recap of what's going on up until now with the ISIS threat, what we know, whether or not we know if it's a hoax or a false flag or if it's a legitimate threat. But what we do know thus far is that Judicial Watch a few days ago came out with an article saying that they had intelligence report saying that there was chatter about ISIS operating in Juarez. Now, we know Juarez is a hotbed for gang violence, drug cartel activity. So, you know, it makes sense that ISIS could fit in that area well. They both like to behead people and murder people like crazy. What we now know is that there have been 11 planes possibly hijacked out of an airport in Libya. They have been taken, and they are missing at this point. So we don't know what's going on with that. So that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. You know, we are getting ready to come up on the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attack, so it is kind of scary knowing that there could be possibly some planes missing as well. But one of the things that I spoke to the vice president of the Border Patrol Council a couple days ago, and what he said this time to me was pretty interesting. I know a lot of you guys have heard me mention his name, Stu Harris. He's done a lot of work for me and helped me out, giving me information about the border and the illegal immigration and things of that nature. And I said, hey, I was like, we've seen this article on Judicial Watch talking about possible car bombs coming in from Juarez. Is this a threat that you guys are taking seriously? And if so, do you have any information you could pass along to me? And this is the first time he's ever said this. He goes, that's something that I cannot comment on at this time. You know, I thought that was pretty crazy, seeing how he's been very open with information thus far. But then a few minutes later, he texted me back and he goes, you know, I'm actually talking to our media liaison for the Border Patrol right now about that. So he hasn't said anything back to me about that, but I felt that to be a little weird. You know, now we know that El Paso over the weekend closed down two of its major gates that they use to allow people in and off base. They made vehicles subject to go through random car searches. They bring out dogs. They look for stuff like that. They bring the mirrors under the vehicles. They definitely heighten their security up. Also, the commanding general of Fort Bliss was briefed about a possible ISIS threat coming from Juarez. So with all that added up, that is a pretty legitimate thing to consider as a threat. But then again, it could be a false flag being used to take our liberties away from us. But then again, if it is a real threat and something does happen, they can also use that to take our liberties away as well. We saw how fast that can happen in Ferguson, Missouri. But stay tuned. We're going to continue bringing you reports. But also, one last thing before we get out of here. I spoke to a lady who's lived her entire life last night, and she has taken the threats to be very seriously. You know, I've spoken to quite a few people that I knew living here a long time ago over the past few days, and most of them take this as a serious threat. But the mainstream media here in El Paso is saying it's all a hoax. There's nothing to worry about. Continue on with your daily routine. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in El Paso, Texas, right across the border from Juarez, where there are reports of an imminent threat and attack by the ISIS terrorist group, which we all know is funded by the CIA. Now, there are reports that they've heard some chatter over the radio that the threat could be a VBIED. And what that is a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device. A driver gets in the vehicle, drives it into his target, and it flattens the place out completely. Now, is this a false flag to stage a reason to take our liberties away? I mean, we saw how quickly things went to hell and a martial law status was in place in Ferguson. Don't forget about that. Or is this an actual threat, a legitimate threat by ISIS on our southern borders? So this is something you need to think about, and I encourage the people watching this to comment on this at the bottom of the video on YouTube. But let me get back to another thing. If this is an actual legitimate threat, and it can be, because one of the reasons El Paso, Fort Bliss this weekend shut down a lot of its main gates and only left them open for personnel with DOD CAT cards. That is a white army, ID that has a chip in it, has all their information on that. And then also all the vehicles were subject to being searched by the MPs at the gates with dogs, looking for stuff like that, explosive, things of that nature. So they've definitely taken that threat to be a serious threat, and they've heightened their security. So that kind of adds a little bit of legitimacy to the threat. Now, another thing as well, though, if this is a real threat, will the Democrats take the blame? Because they have done nothing to help secure our borders whatsoever. You know, we're spending $30 million on getting these huge Border Patrol facilities built. Meanwhile, behind me is a gate that's been left open. We've seen it. You've seen the video. It's a viral video. Now, this is a main gate right off of I-10, but literally just around the corner over here is a small place that I'm going to take us to tomorrow, and you can see, you can walk right across the river. It's right on the U.S.-Mexico border right there. It's not that hard. People watch these videos like, oh, it'd be so hard. No, it's not. Stop playing around with yourself. This is a serious, serious issue, and it's funny. The borders are weak. There's ISIS supposedly in Juarez right now wanting to, you know, incite violence and, you know, take out targets on American soil. That's a pretty legitimate threat. Even if it doesn't happen, that's still something that you should take seriously. And if there is an actual attack that really happens on our American soil right here in a border town like El Paso, you know, only a matter of time they will use that to take away our liberties. There will be martial law up and down throughout the country and every small American city, and then it's going to move to everything. Tanks up and down the street. It will be complete and total chaos. Stay tuned for more reports. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Infowars Nightly News, but stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and to get yourself a 15-day free trial, you can get the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.